Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, I'm Greg Lancaster. Welcome to VFN Radio on VFN TV. Big shout out to all of our Christian television network audience around the nation and around the world. Joining me is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello, hello.
Man, we have been talking about and celebrating our previous program about today is the 150th anniversary of the Gettysburg Address. You've got to catch it. This is so relevant because it's like we finally began the pain that America had to go through to finally be who God's called us to be, and understanding it was the day we began to start the journey of becoming who we need to be. And 50 years later, after the Gettysburg Address, 100 years later, after the Gettysburg Address, that's when Dr. King was still, God was still speaking to us through, an apostle of God, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. on the Mall, of saying, we haven't got there yet. This is not the full intent yet. But I've been to the mountaintop. I've seen. This is coming. And things have come. And it's when we look at ourselves and understand that there is one America. There's one America under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all, and the uniqueness of America. So we're just excited about being able to talk about that and celebrate that. You can catch that and also listen to the Gettysburg Address. Got great news here. We're going to be talking about that. We pray continually on a prayer watch on Mondays. And also pray, you know, normally throughout the week, but just pray in very targeted prayers about, biblically, a biblical worldview, praying God's word back over the earth and asking God to, evangelism and the power of God, and praying for those in authority over us, all the way down to the local school boards, all the way up to the president of the United States. And we also pray about injustices, against abortion and speaking of that, we're seeing right now in the answer to two big answers to the prayer. It was like, dear God, end abortion, send revival. Mm-hmm. End abortion, send revival. And right now in, if you get that ready, the Texas, I don't know if it's got it ready or not. I don't have it ready. Do you have it ready? Okay. The in Texas, they are voting. I don't know if it's this week. That's not
Texas
it.
Or New Mexico.
New Mexico. It's New Mexico, and
I believe it's today.
Yes, today they are voting today in New Mexico, and I don't think we have it up for you. But anyway, they're actually voting for in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Of banning abortion at 20 weeks. Banning abortion at 20 weeks. This is going to be a historical vote taking place. As a matter of fact, listen to CBN News right now report on it.
Voters in Albuquerque will get the chance to weigh in next week on a new law that would end late-term abortions in that city. It is rare for voters to be allowed to have their voices heard on abortion. Joining us now with more on this ballot measure is Alicia Martinez with the group Protect Albuquerque Women and Children. Alicia, tell us what this measure would do.
Well, essentially, it would ban late-term abortions after 20 weeks in the city of Albuquerque. Currently, right now, we are the late-term abortion capital of the country because of the lack of laws and regulations to protect women and obviously children from these late-term abortions.
I understand late-term abortions are a big business in New Mexico. Explain that for us.
We have the largest late-term abortion facility in the country has set up shop here in Albuquerque because of the lack of regulation. Since abortion is legal here for all 9 months of pregnancy and for any reason, we have three of the known five late-term abortionists who fly into Albuquerque to perform these dangerous procedures, and then they fly out with their pockets lined with money.
I understand, and you could talk about this, that the babies are pain capable after 20 weeks.
It's only logical to presume that these babies are going to feel pain just like you and I would. In fact, their experience of pain is more intensified at 20 weeks because they don't have the dampeners to dampen their experience of pain in this really truly barbaric and horrific practice of late-term abortion with no regard to their humanity, their dignity, or their experience of pain.
Now, your group argues this measure will help protect women's safety. How so?
Women are required by the actual late-term abortion facility here, Southwestern Women's Options, to sign a consent form that explicitly states it is more dangerous to go through with a late-term abortion after 18 weeks than to go through with the pregnancy itself.
I understand that these late-term abortions are the same kind as performed by abortionist Kermit Gosnell. Is that correct?
Yes. The procedure that's being performed after 23, 24 weeks is a three-day procedure. It results in birthing a live baby 13% of the time. What we know with Kermit Gosnell is he would snip their spinal cords with a pair of scissors. And here in Albuquerque, due to the lack of oversight by the New Mexico Department of Health, we have no way of knowing what is happening inside that late-term abortion clinic and how these babies are being cared for. What I can tell you that is they're not leaving this clinic alive. Hmm.
Who's gotten involved in this fight, and what can our viewers do if they want to join the fight?
Well, you know, we're being outspent 10-1 by the likes of Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains and the ACLU have, you know, run up the boards for our opposition. They're almost up to $1 million in campaign donations. And, you know, we could use whatever help that your viewers are willing to lend us in this battle. Really for the greatest human rights issue of our day. And it's the first time that the citizens anywhere have been able to vote on abortion as a standalone issue to actually have a say in this issue, especially when so many of us, 71% of women across the country, agree with a 20-week ban on abortion. Your viewers can go to our website. It's www.protectabq.com. And they could find all the information they need about this battle and also opportunity to donate some of their treasure to this cause.
And it's a very important one indeed. Elisa Martinez, thank you so much for joining us today.
Such a powerful thing that I believe that vote is taking place today. And it's, and you're about to see also what's taking place in China. We've been praying, you know, that God would end abortion and send revival. And no matter what it looks like, understand it's the best of times and the worst of times is the best way to describe it. Is the fact that these are big advancements. I mean, Texas is debating over the whether to allow abortion at all, almost. And it's just the things that they're doing there about closing. Clinics are going to have to close down unless they get connected to a hospital. And not only that, as we're praying God's end to justice. And we're praying also for, just to end this abortion. And China has a one-child policy where you have to kill all your other children. You can only have one child. Mm-hmm. Yeah, any child beyond that one, you have to kill it, mm-hmm. you know, through abortion or, you know, whatever it takes to be able to do it. And as a matter of fact, listen to CBN, because we've been praying, God, dear God, end abortion, send revival. And we're seeing huge signs of this taking place. They're relaxing their one-child policy. Listen up.
For that. But first, China is relaxing its infamous one-child policy. The Chinese Communist Party made the announcement today after a four-day meeting of party leaders. Under the new rules, couples can have two children if one of the parents is an only child. The current rules allow urban couples one child and rural couples two children if the first child is a girl. Since 1971, the Chinese government has performed about 336 million abortions. The government also announced it's closing down its system of labor camps. Joining us via Skype is Chai Ling. She is the founder of All Girls Allowed, a Christian ministry aimed at ending China's one-child policy. Chai Ling, what brought about this decision to allow more kids?
To not allow more kids in China, it was a one-child policy was formed by the leader of China in late 70s, early 80s, and it created such a massive brutality and crime against women, against children. And so we have been advocating in the name of Jesus to end this one-child policy. So we are receiving this latest statement or decision by the Chinese government's Family Planning Committee that they will continue the one-child policy as a national policy with only minor modifications. On one hand, we welcome the improvement. On the other hand, we totally urge them to end this brutal policy immediately.
Would you say that China could expect a baby boom in the next few years?
We hope so, because China needs to reverse its aging population problem, its slowdown of the economy, and a massive demographic problem. The worst is created gendercide. One out of every six baby girls are killed as a result of when the family only given one choice to have a boy. So right now, China has over 40 million single men that will never be able to find wives, have a family. So they create so much social unrest, child trafficking, sex trafficking against women and commercial sex industry.
Do you feel like that the improvements as far as in China's one-child policy will help actually crack down on that gender side?
Not at all. Statistics shows when people were given a chance to do two children versus one child, they would increase the likelihood of gendercide, because this time once they have a baby girl, they want to really make sure they have a baby boy. And so that only going to worsen the gendercide problem.
Okay. Chai Ling, thank you so much for your insights today.
It's amazing this was taking place. I mean, it's still horrific. Any child selection process is horrific. But you're looking at 1.3 billion folks. Mm. When you say you can only have one child, then all of a sudden they can have two.
Imagine that population.
Imagine the population growth taking place in the context of that. Which you have two, you have another opinion, which now all of a sudden maybe the Asian people begin to rise up and say this is unjust. And but they're talking about 40 million men now in China do not have a possible chance for marrying a Chinese woman because there aren't any. They're killing all the girls. One in six girls are being killed because they're wanting to have a boy.
Right.
And by the way, reports are the reason why is the government's providing health care for the nation.
Mm. Can't afford it.
Well, understand, the government's providing health care for the nation, so that people say there's not going to be a death panel in America. Well, understand that if it costs too much money for you to have another baby, and there is no more money to have another baby, and presently you're seeing the mindsets of many people in government today, why would they not have the very same policy of saying, you can have, we will cover, and this is what they say is, this is the reports are, that if you have one child, it'll be covered under the health care policy. But if you have two children, then it will not be counted, covered, or anything.
Wow.
And so in the context of that, that's what you're creating. So it's a government health care program that they've come up with this mindset, and of course, trying to control the population. But understand, do you really think the government would want no wives for 40 million men?
Mm.
No, it's a government health care. It's the bottom line. The bottom line is you have this amount of dollars. The government's paying for everything. So you can only have this many people in your family. You can only have one child. And if you have one girl, then she cannot carry on the name of the family. But a boy can carry on the name of the family. So if you decide for a daughter, then at that point, your daughter's going to marry into another family, and then she's going to take on the lineage of the other family. But if you have a son, then he's going to carry your name.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot more to that than that. But understand, it's like, we should be messing with family at all. We should actually be blessing family. But to me, this is a huge answer to prayer in regards to the fact that they would even think about lifting up any kind of a ban, single-child policy, relaxing that. We're looking at, right now, the most liberal abortion city in America is having a vote today in New Mexico about 20. This is great. Continue to pray. Pray, dear God, end abortion, send revival.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Well, everyone just sat down for dinner and your cell phone rings. I'm John Fuller with Focus on the Family Minute, and Jim Daly spoke with author and marketing expert Lewis Upkins about how to avoid that cell phone and the importance of being present and undistracted with your family.
One of the things that Gene and I do, we don't do electronics at the dinner table.
Absolutely.
I mean, just as a rule of thumb. And parents can do some things here. Set some boundaries. This is the rule of engagement here in the house. We're going to, you have time to do that, but these certain times you're not going to be allowed to do that. Now, and they're going to fight you on it.
But it's a simple courtesy. I mean, you right. never walk into a meeting with your cell phone and tweeting and checking emails if you were engaged with a customer. So the same thing applies. I think we just have to set that expectation.
Hear more from our guests today on this station or at focusonthefamily.com/radio.
Pat, you know the great thing about all of our VFN radio listeners is that so many of them are connecting to us on Facebook. You know, we have a Facebook page. You may be listening today. You may not be aware, but we do. And you can go to facebook.com/VFNTV, or you can go to our VFNTV.com and click Facebook. Be a part. Like us. Tell your friends to like us. We're creating a virtual stadium where everyone can connect and be a part and get fresh updates on everything that happens that day on the program. Don't forget, go to VFNTV.com and click Facebook.
If you ever heard someone speak about the Word of God and you just been in awe and wondered, oh my gosh, I wish I could hear God like that. Well, guess what? You can. I want to demystify the voice of God for you. We have a simple plan for you at iabide.org where you can begin to learn what is your rightful inheritance to hear the Father's voice. God wants to speak to you on a daily basis. He says, my sheep know my voice and they follow none other. That's you. You're his sheep. Get your plan at iabide.org. Hearing God's voice is not as hard as others have made it out to be.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat and John. They're continuing on, by the way, in these negotiations taking place. And the headlines are right now, CBN News, Obama administration ignoring allies on Iran's policy, on the Iran policy. And that brings me to this understanding, because there's a report out right now, and they're saying that they haven't necessarily proved it to be, the source is not coming up and saying who they are or not in the context of it. This is not the source here. It is the Times of Israel, and they're reporting, the Times of Israel's reporting that the key strategist, the key advisor for the President of the United States, Valerie Jarrett, this is what they're reporting, that she has been secretly negotiating with the with Iran, with the leader of their nuclear ministry and nuclear power and all that. And even some reports have been reported that she was meeting with the Ayatollah.
Right.
And you think, who is actually the ones really running the thing? And you think, if you've been listening to VFN Radio, you would have heard me talk about, I'm just a little concerned about an Iranian-born advisor being the head advisor of the United States to our president. I'm not saying she's not a great lady. She seems pretty cool, but it's just like right now when our, you know, all the nations and countries we're not confronting or dealing with, and according to, you know, what CBN News is reporting today, that the administration is saying ignore all of our allies and what they're saying about Israel right now. It's like this thing is evil.
Here's a new perspective to the meeting of the minds. You know what I'm saying?
A total new perspective.
Two minds that are leading here.
And by the way, so she is reporting that, and I want you to pull that C-SPAN because I'm gonna you know, get an understanding of, not just yet, but understanding back in September the 4th, 2012, Valerie Jarrett, which is the one of the longtime friends of the president and his wife, but more so Michelle, Mm-hmm. Because based on what we're understanding here with what we're about to hear, as Valerie Jarrett, who was also negotiating, was based on these reports of the Israel Times, is that she was recruiting and practice recruiting Michelle Obama into public
service.
She is debating whether she should leave the law firm or not. And in that, she was being interviewed on C-SPAN, how that came to pass, because she knew Michelle before she knew Barack Obama, now President Obama, but then he wasn't. And so she's explaining how this actually happened. And so we're looking at the leader of their governmental excursion is Valerie Jarrett. You're wondering why Valerie Jarrett's always there. I mean, reportedly. But understand, I mean, this is how it works. I mean, she's an American. She has a desire for a goal for her country, just like all of us do. And she has a right to put together a team and go somewhere. And she's talking about it right here. There's nothing. She's talking to Politico here on C-SPAN, September 4, 2012. And she's explaining their meeting. So she met Michelle before she met Barack. And so, which then he wasn't President Obama. And she was trying to talk Michelle into leaving her law firm to come into the public sector. And you'll find out what she's saying. She's saying in this that, well, I don't really know. Do you mind if my fiance, which is that they weren't married yet, if my fiance came and talked, because we, you know, this is a big commitment. And she talks about student loans, and anybody knows about student loans and all.
Oh, yes.
And, and so that's when Valerie met Barack. But prior to that was Michelle being asked to come into the public sector. And now, of course, they're both, well, most, you know, President Barack Obama is in the public sector. But what's interesting was that Valerie was leading it. Then Valerie and Michelle were leading it. But what she says very specifically is, when she saw how Barack listened to Michelle and listened to her, they knew that this was the man. They knew that this was the man. Listen up. This is Valerie Jarrett, who now is reportedly doing the negotiation on behalf of America to Iran around John Kerry's back, according to the reports we just talked about.
First Lady first. What was your first encounter with the president?
Well, my first encounter, I met the First Lady. I was recruiting her, and it was supposed to be like a 20-minute interview. An hour and a half later, I realized I was no longer interviewing her. She was interviewing me. And at the end of that, I said, well, you have this job offer. And a few days later, she said, well, would you mind meeting my fiancé? Because he has some reservations, and we're making this decision together. It's a big decision for me to leave the law firm and join the public sector. And I want to give back, and I want to just make sure that this is the best way to do it. And he'd like to be a part of that conversation. And so I will say, I still remember that dinner very vividly. And I remember the way they looked at each other and the respect and love they had. And I remember how the president listened to her and to me and how we interacted.
Some things
together.
Don't change.
Yes, yes. He still listens pretty closely to her. He's a very smart man.
Then that's amazing.
And
that,
to you.
So the order we're finding out, when you're looking at Valerie behind, and I don't know if you've ever seen the movie All King's Men. You know, All the King's Men. It's a very, very interesting movie. It was made way back when, 30s maybe. And they walk into this half restaurant, half pool, half cigar smoking place there, you know, these old whatevers back then. And this guy was running for office. And there's a related article you can hear about this as well. We'll bring that out and be connected to it and tell you more details. But the guy says, I want to know who's the head around here. Who's the leader? And so this man with his elbows on his knees and his head kind of turned down with a hat on, room cigar in his mouth by a pool table, points at like the county commissioner or the city council guy or whatever. And then he goes to ask him a question. And then he asks this leader, he asks the city council member, the political person, you know, what is the some sort of thing he wanted done? And then the guy who pointed him to the leader said, whoa, wait a minute. He is the leader. I'm paraphrasing this. But when he thinks, he uses my head.
Oh, wow.
And you got to go back and, you know, if I misquote, I'm sorry. That's what he's saying. He's basically saying, I'm the one that chose them and put them there, and they do what I tell them to do because I am vicariously, seducingly working through this form of authority. And that was what it was all about. It was all about seduced authority and all the king's men. It was made back in the 30s, I think. Or I don't know when the year it was. But anyway, so the Valerie is talking here September the 4th, 2012 on C-SPAN. And she is speaking about how their relationship. This lady who now, if you go back and look at every board meeting, every roundtable, every public gathering, everything that happens, you'll see this beautiful lady standing in the background, always present. And I'm not talking about Michelle. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about Valerie. And this is the one that the Israel Times is talking about. That the Times of Israel is reporting that she's now negotiating on behalf of our country around Secretary John Kerry, and even it points it's reported that she's been speaking to the Ayatollah. But she's let me tell you something. If you go look at her history, she is Iranian born. She's Iranian born from American parents in Iran. And she has a connection there that seems really peculiar at a time like this. It's such a major connection that based on this report, they're saying that she's negotiating. We got to pay attention because what is the biblical perspective? Israel weighs in the balance here. Iran wants nuclear powers. They want nuclear power to be able to destroy Iran. We need to pay attention and pray, dear God, protect Israel.
My goodness. Listen, visit our sponsors. They make it all possible. Go to VFNTV.com. You have contact information, web addresses, and phone numbers. If you're in Pensacola, visit Cordova Lanes. Wonderful activities. Sign up everyone in the family for bowling leagues. Youth, bring them all Saturday morning and let Steve sign them up. Also, if you're in Pensacola and you're looking for a vehicle, a new purchase of a car or used car, go to Alan Turner Hyundai and visit Glenn Parker. He'll walk you through the process smooth and easy. Glenn Parker is your guy. Also in Pensacola, the Coffee House, Navy Boulevard, fresh coffee, nice sandwiches, and a warm, awesome environment. Go see Rayona and get something today. You want to become a sponsor? Go to VFNTV.com. Check them out today.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Go to VFNTV. Go to VFNTV.com. This is VFN Radio you're listening to. Go to VFNTV.com and go to VFNTV in your menu, and you'll see a prophetic teaching about this generation. It's called This Generation. And it's time for us to wake up and respond. And it's going to encourage you because it's going to give you a perspective that if not, the things that we won't give up now, God will have taken away from us. Mm-hmm. He'll look, and there's raiders coming in as we speak, trying to raid the coffers, the government, the taxes, the freedoms, the Constitution, all these different things. But understand that God is allowing that. He's not doing it. He's allowing it to take place. It's his permissive will because of the choices that we've made, and he's intentionally allowing it. It's intentional. There's always somebody that wants to raid you, but he's keeping them back. And then, you know, if we don't respond, it just escalates and gets worse in regards to that. Even being sold as a slave to your enemy. You know, slavery didn't start in America. Slavery's been around since day one. Even Jesus said, you know, as Christians, you know, slaves obey your masters as unto the Lord. If you can get your freedom, get your freedom. So in the context of that, it was just an everyday conversation then. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be sold to my enemy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't want to be sold to my enemy. But I can't be in rebellion to God and think that the end's going to be good. You know, and it may happen on an individual basis. You got to listen to this. Listen to it. It's called This Generation. And what it is you have a pagan generation. But it's not unusual for a generation who has not yet
received or didn't receive the gospel being transferred to their generation to be paganistic. But there's hope. There is hope, and God has a way to do that. Go to VFNTV.com and choose VFNTV on the menu and look for This Generation and begin to listen to it now and share it with your friends. It's a prophetic word for this day and this time.
Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat and John, and we're talking about these negotiations that are taking place in Geneva right now, whether or not, how Israel's going to come out in all this. And we began to talk about the fact is my goodness, we're starting to see that it's not who you think it is. And we need to begin to pray because CBN News is reporting today that the administration is saying ignore all of our allies and what they're saying about Iran and what we're supposed to do. At the same time, the Times of Israel is reporting, and the White House is totally denying this to be true, that Valerie Jarrett has been negotiating behind the scenes. But we just heard, if you missed it, Valerie talking on C-SPAN that she's the one that chose Michelle. She was the one calling Michelle out of the legal firm to be able to go into the public sector. And then when Barack at that time comes to meet Valerie, they realize, hey, you listen to your wife and you listen to me. You're somebody that potentially can run, you know? And it's like, okay, we're finding out here who's behind the curtain potentially, right? So what can we do as Christians? We can pray for Valerie Jarrett. You know, we need to pray. You know, John is talking about that this is a person who has Secret Service protection.
Yeah.
This is a person they're reporting that's negotiating reportedly with the Ayatollah around John Kerry, which is Secretary of State.
Time magazine lists her in 2013 as one of the most top 100 influential people in the world.
Right. She's the one that stands back and listens in every meeting. And it, that makes sense if she's the one, she and the organization she stands for, selected him. And even the president's pastor, as you, if you back and listening to it, and hopefully there'll be a related article that he says, you have to understand that he was selected before you elected him. And it looks like we just heard about the dinner when Michelle and Valerie selected, the beginning of the selection process was taking place at that particular moment right there. And this should help you understand that, you know, sin will take you places that you don't want to go, keep you longer than you want to stay.
Make you want to pay more than you ever wanted to pay.
Make you want to pay more or you wanted to pay and stay longer. So, you know, things could begin with good intentions, but this puppy is like a bulldozer going in the wrong direction. And once you partner with something like this, it's going to take an act of God to just break it up. You know, we just want to pray for protection over our president. For him, we want him to be the leader. You know, and any of those that are trying to, you know, turn him in a direction that, you know, God's not wanting for this country, that he would have an anointing and a grace to lead this country in a way God would want it to be led. And I encourage you to pray. And hopefully this prayer, I don't know if it's available yet. Is it available
it's
today?
Available.
It'll be available today. And it's a prayer that we've been praying over him and Michelle and his family. And begin to pray for those in authority over you. Pray for our president. And when you have people pulling and tugging at you and demanding and threatening you, and reportedly, it's reported that when he gets off track, I get him back on track again, back to his core values, I think, right?
That's right. Speaking of Valerie Jarrett,
that's reportedly what was being said. And it's like, well, he was the one that was voted in. He's the president. And so this is huge because why would we be mentioning this? It's because, first of all, this is our president. Secondly, is Israel is being threatened right now, and the administration, our president's administration, which it looks like the person's core values, Valerie Jarrett's core values here, is not for Israel. I mean, think about it. At the time that she was making that speech to C-SPAN, she was just relaxed and she was just sharing her heart. But when she was talking there to Politico on C-SPAN, That was moments before we found out that she actually participated. Obviously, she's got that kind of strong leadership. Because let me tell you who the head of parties are. That's the president. That's the whoever makes president. That's their head of their party. And then I don't know how they pick the other ones. But so you had Americans that are picking parties or whatever. But the platform for the Americans that were there in North Carolina, I believe it was to remove Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. And that's when they booed God. They booed Israel. And now here's today. She's negotiating, reportedly, according to this paper in Israel, negotiating the very same things. Like, my goodness. But the headlines we talked about yesterday, talking about John Paul Jackson, and we haven't got a chance to hear it yet, but of Jim Baker, but the headlines with John Paul Jackson was, if a missile lands in Jerusalem within 2 minutes, then we're going to bomb Mecca. Mm. That was the headlines. But this is the thing that we don't have we just have it edited down for you so you can hear it because it's too long. But Jim Baker gave 31 prophecies, and based on his understanding, all of them have come to pass. I think he would say now that he sees more clearly that it took a little bit later for those to come to pass, but they have come to pass. He just thought they were major back then, but they're not. Uh-huh. But the last one that has not come to pass yet is that nuclear material is found in like the Kedron Valley or something in Israel, and where somebody tries to bring a nuclear bomb into Israel. And so we want to pray for Israel. That's our responsibility. We're talking about keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T. Jesus tells us, and God tells us, pray for Israel. Stand for Israel. Stand with Israel. The apple of his eye. Understand, when Jesus returns, his feet are going to come down right there in Jerusalem, right there on the Mount of Olives. That's where he's going to rule. He's going to rule. That's why the enemy fights so hard, trying in its own schemes to stop this and bomb this. When you see somebody planning right now, don't listen to the allies. When the French walk away from the bargaining tables in Geneva, when these guys are saying we want to destroy Israel and take them off the face of the map, and calling Israel the small Satan, America a big Satan, want to destroy them both. And we're actually partnering up with the people who are building the weapons right now and who have an agenda of just hate and intolerance and apocalyptic government, as some people has reported, that you can't bargain with the devil. It's always going to end up the same. How am I going to kill you? How am I going to deceive you? How am I going to oppress you? And how am I going to separate you eternally from God? That's kind of like how it always ends up. Mm-hmm. And so, they may be thinking, Valerie, if she is doing this, about Miss Jarrett, maybe if she's doing this, she may be thinking, because that whole mindset of Alinsky is the ability to organize and push. Well, they've polarized, organized, and did all these things to the earth right now, but they're doing it against Israel. They're doing it against Israel. And if you haven't yet heard, and hopefully this is a related article of this, that Secretary John Kerry is telling your representatives, your congressmen, telling them, do not pay attention to anything any Israeli says about Israel and about this whole situation. And today, CBN News is reporting the very same thing. They don't even pay attention to the allies. And it's like, this is not good. This is like somebody taking a battering ram, and it's America being the battering ram and ramming it into Israel, into the Middle East over here. And could you think the whole, think about it prophetically, think about it biblically, think about it as a biblical worldview. Every nation that's surrounding Israel now is against Israel. It's against Israel. Mm-hmm. And that's what he says. He says, every nation around you, every nation will turn against you. And you can say, well, I'm not against Israel. No, I'm not either. But our leadership, its fruit is they're against it. They can do with it or without it. This is the best case scenario you could say. They could live with Israel or they could live without it. It doesn't really bother them much. They don't see Israel the same way that the church would see Israel, or the way that God sees Israel. It doesn't matter. But I think that's the best thing you could say about it, right?
That's right.
They just don't.
Indifference.
But they don't understand. It's an immovable thing. It will never. Israel will not be destroyed.
That's right.
And it will stand. And it's just sad to see, but it's true. I mean, God said that every nation will turn against you. And this is the point now where all of a sudden Russia can come down from the northern parts of Israel through Syria, of all the places, that our president was trying to bomb Damascus and Christians are being persecuted now all around, and all these areas, the surrounding nations around Israel, Christians, the church is being persecuted. Hmm. While the Muslim Brotherhood and these radical Islamists and Iranian apocalyptic Ayatollah government are wanting to destroy Israel. Okay, that's JJ. Mm-hmm. That's the Christians and the Jews. That's a sign. When people don't have compassion for Christian being the body of Christ, and imagine this. This will be helpful for you. Imagine slapping Jesus in the face. Mm. Imagine forcing Jesus to pay a tax. Imagine locking Jesus up where Pastor Assad is right now in Iran. And imagine imagine America not even responding to Jesus being there. Imagine starving Jesus. Imagine burning Jesus to death. Imagine putting a repressive governments over Jesus. This is what Jesus said. He said, "Whatever you did to the least of these of mine, you've done it to me." So understand, when you see Christians crying out in the Middle East, when you see Pastor Assad locked down, when you see churches being burned to the ground and ministers being burned at a stake and beheaded, and we're doing nothing, understand that's the other side of the paradigm. When Jesus said, when I was being burned, when I was being starved, when I was being in prison, when I was thirsty, when I was hungry, when I needed clothes, you did not come after me, America. You did not help me. And this is what they're going to say. This is what the goats are going to say. They're going to say, when did we see you hungry? When did we see you thirsty? When did we see you persecuted? And Jesus is going to say, 24-hour news cycle, bro. Away from me, I never knew you, you evildoer. Right?
That's right.
I mean, you can't get away from, no, you cannot. There's so much information coming our way today. So we have to, and one way you can do that is this way. Samaritan Purse. Right now we have these horrific tornado disasters that took place in America. I'm going to tell you who's there. Operation Blessing, Samaritan Purse. Go to VFNTV.com, click on links, and give financially right there. Let me tell you this. ACLUJ, they're standing, they're fighting for Pastor Saeed, and they're fighting for Christians that are being held back in these areas. They're fighting for Christians that are being oppressed in their school system and their workplace. Hey, join him. Join what they're doing. Stand up. And that way, when you stand before God, and he says, you know, when I was in school and I wanted to say a prayer and they wouldn't let me say a prayer, but you partnered with Jay Sekulow with ACLUJ and they went and won the case, you made it possible for me to pray. And they're going to say, you know, when the pulpits quit preaching my word and they held back, they plugged the ears of my people where they couldn't hear my truth anymore. You partnered with VFN Radio on VFN TV, and you kept the conversation light. You kept my word going over the nations. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. When typhoons destroyed and beat my people hard, my Filipino parts of me hard, beat me hard, in the Philippines, you partnered with Samaritan Purse, and they carried money to me, and they carried food to me, and they carried water to me. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. When they locked me in prison in Iran, and they were going to try to hurt me, you stood for me through Jay Sekulow's American ACLUJ, and all of a sudden, you know, the whole world paid attention to me, and they saw what I was going through there, and they began to work to get me out. And when you saw Valerie Jarrett choosing this man and woman to fulfill their agenda over Israel and over the church, allegedly, you stood up and you said something about it, and you began to let people know so they could begin to pray for Valerie Jarrett and pray for our president and pray for Israel and pray for the church. Well done, thy good and faithful servant.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Here we are. Yes, VFNTV, the daily radio program, a network that God is building through your gifts. amazing thing because it can't be built by human hands. Things that God does cannot be built by human hands. So make sure that you join in and just offer up at VFNTV.com and sponsor and become an underwriter today. Listen, we are shining the light, keeping the conversation light on all who want to be in the light, who listen, our audience. That's right. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, a network that God is building through your love gift. Sponsor today, partner today, become an underwriter. Go to VFNTV.com and follow the prompts.
As a matter of fact, I want to say, too, to those that are on the our Apple applications out there, make sure you go to iTunes and, you know, write a review. There's people, you know, they're going to be coming and they're looking and they're trying to find encouraging words and, you know, what they can, you know, I want something to listen to. I want something to view that's going to encourage me during these times. And of course, we're getting feedback from all of a lot of our listeners and viewers that, and new people will be coming from around the world. You know, we have all the way from Okinawa to Texas and throughout in Oregon
and
Africa. I mean, it's all around the world. In America. And so they'll read your review. So go to iTunes, you know, type in VFN TV and you'll find the application there. You can download it. But also once you listen for a while, once you watch, then say, you know what, I'm going to write a review. And so other people, it's a way for you to help win people to the Lord, to encourage them to tune in to VFN Radio.
Anyway, first of all, I do want to say that I remember borrowing your bicycle once. I think it was your trike.
Really?
The he had a seat. The seat was about the size of the ruler they gave you in the first grade.
How do you sit on that?
I don't.
I'm telling you, man.
I hover over it.
I'm thinking, I got on this thing and I made it maybe about 10 feet. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, what's happened to me? I'm thinking... But I started thinking back. I never sat on a ruler before. That wasn't what I was done. We had like banana seats and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
And,
remember those.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm thinking, how can this man sit on the seat? And I thought, wow, I am such a wimp. I couldn't make it all the way around the block, you know, with that. And I'm thinking, wow. And people do ride on those seats, don't they? Did they?
Yeah.
No, it was like a ruler turned sideways. It wasn't even a rhythm of a ruler. It was really bad, and I just want to say that if you want to plenty of fruit in your life, you probably don't want to wear those kind of seats.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat and John. You're listening to VFN Radio on VFN TV. Big shout out to our Christian Television Network audience around the nation. I just want to tell you, it pays to pray. Understand that our God answers prayers. And I'm reading this morning from the Wall Street cheat sheet, I guess they call it, the Wall Street paper. And they're reporting right now that the... Because we've been praying for quite some time for not only to end abortions we talked about in the earlier program, but also for God to end this greatest, and we've been talking about it, the sex trafficking taking place in the world. Mm-hmm. Over 2 million, I believe it is, a year or something like that. And it's just horrific. And you've heard us talk about the Operation Underground Railroad. And that's exciting. That was just loose this week. But understand, it's like this huge breakthrough of justice taking place because this is reporting right here, and you can make it available. It's called Wall Street Cheat Sheet. They're actually, you know, have several different articles from the Daily Mail and other particular articles. But Google and Microsoft, this is what it says, Google Incorporated and Microsoft are working together to make searching for child pornography online more difficult in response to Prime Minister David Cameron's call for internet companies to do more about blocking illegal content from search engines. And he texted on his right before, according to Reuters, he texted right before he went to this particular meeting with everybody. He says, if more isn't done to stop illegal child abuse content being found, We will do what is necessary to protect our children. He tweeted that out, they said, in the reports. And this is so exciting to hear. And, you know, the CEO, Eric Schmidt, with Google, and they're stepping up and saying, listen, we got 200 employees working blocking the illegal sites and images. And they have some new technology that they're developing right now that they're going to begin to loose out over all the different languages. Because it's like 150 languages, I think, that they search in. And you can read more about this, but they're beginning to have the ability to somehow look at the images and to know, you know, the smart technology, and they'll know whether it is abusive things versus non-abusive things. That actually, like, for example, if you have, you know, pictures of your baby's first, you know, bath in the sink or something versus something else going on. It said it can, it actually says the technology in this article, they can tell the difference of the two. It's like, I just think, you know, hey, that is so great that, and that's my big, big, you know, five stars to Google and Microsoft. And
well, David Cameron, he's the one that,
and for David Cameron, who stood up and said, you know, we need to do something about this. Sorry that we're not leading pretty much in anything anymore, but Google and Microsoft are taking that step to be able to do that. And that just goes along, 'cause we've been praying, you know, what do you, it's such a horrific, thing taking place. And, the enemy's just really working hard. But if you look back, if you study history from a biblical worldview, that as a society deteriorates, this is what happens more and more. And even religiously, where all of a sudden, it becomes where, you know, men leave God, they don't leave religion. So religion and all this stuff gets all mixed in together. Next thing you know, that all this is in the temple, and they're having, you know, sacrifices to Moloch, and all these things are taking place. And so crying out to God, we just cry to God, God, you know, help us, you know, help us to for justice to come, and for these children and these women to be rescued from the slave trade. And and just this week, as a matter of fact, yesterday, this article comes out, and it's so exciting because it's an answer to prayer. It's a huge answer to prayer, because that's where things are being discovered or found. And it's just technology. It's like the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. You got to have filters for the evil part not to come over onto the good part. And we have couple different technologies right now. They got
Be Secure.
What's that?
Be Secure.
Yeah, Be Secure. Boy, you're talking so quietly over there. Is that me or is that like yours? That might be me.
It's with ABG now.
It's Be Secure.
Oh, that's right.
It's, yeah, that's right. It's Be Secure. Be Secure, ABG, which is out of Russia.
I don't want to bring that
up. No. They actually purchased it. It was in England or Great Britain. And anyway, so that's just another answer prayer. You can find out more about this by going to The Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on The Torch. I was just listening to Paul Keith Davis talking about, you know, how God said, he must have said to Lucifer, he says, hey, you took one of my best men when Stephen was stoned, and he's, I'm going to take one of yours. As a matter of fact, listen up to this. This is just awesome.
By about 35 AD, two years into the Pentecostal movement, Stephen is stoned. I actually had I saw that experience myself in a visionary encounter where I saw Stephen being stoned. I saw as Stephen was dying, he looked up into heaven just like the Bible says. And in my experience, the Lord stood up, as it says in the Bible, but he pointed his finger at the devil and said, that one is going to cost you. And it did. I saw this undeniable link between the stoning of Stephen and the reaping of Paul. The devil stole one of God's great men, so God stole one of his. Don't think for a minute that the Lord's going to let anything get away. And in my revelation, the Lord said the devil would have been better off leaving Stephen alone. But now he's got to deal with Paul. And Paul is still a thorn in his flesh. And everything Paul did for the kingdom, Stephen shared in the inheritance.
That is so awesome. I mean, think about it. Everything that Paul did in the kingdom that Stephen shared in his inheritance is a revelation that God had given him. Paul Keith Davis. And it's just so often you think, oh my goodness, they took this man or woman of God out. And you think, begin to pray for the one that took him out, understanding that God was going to meet Saul on the road to Damascus. He's like, okay, all right. You don't see the bright light you saw in Stephen's face, you're about to see on your road to Damascus. I mean, think about it.
Yeah.
And he took He took Saul. He didn't say, hey, let me tell you, Jesus saves. And if you want to make a decision for the Lord today, I got five fingers. This finger represents this, you know, all that kind of crazy stuff people do. He just said, boom. And Saul goes, Lord, Lord. And he's like, right. You know,
get on the right side.
Get on the right side. And the organizer became the organized that day. Mm-hmm. And it's a powerful thing. But I love that. That, you know, Satan regretted the day that he ever took Stephen. And there's men and women of God that you, if you understand that right, because Saul was so toxic that when he got saved, nobody wanted him but God. But he was the answer to everybody for God. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And that's how toxic he was. He was such a, you know, he was too Christian to be sucked by the Jews and too Jewish to be sucked by the Christians and, you know, and all that. And here he was now having to go to a people and nobody wanted him at first because they were scared of him. Even the very man that was Ananias was going to pray for him.
You want me to go where?
You want me to go where and pray for who?
Are you crazy?
Come on now.
Well, I don't know if he said about the crazy part. Yeah. But
sure he thought. Right. I'm sure he thought.
Wash me, Jesus. And think about that. That the fact is that look what God did with the very one that stoned Stephen. Over half of the New Testament was written by Paul. Let's begin to lift up our heads and realize God can save the hardest of sinners, the ones who are dogmatically set against him, that if we'll pray for those that are held captive by darkness, God can set them free on the road to Damascus while they're riding their horse. God can knock them off their horse and show them his awesomeness, and they will immediately give up their ability to organize and say, organize me.
Don't forget to visit our sponsors. Go to VFNTV.com. Collect all their information so that you can make sure to visit them. Phone numbers, web addresses. If you're in Pensacola, go to Taqueria Ogie's. Oh, my goodness. Fantastic, authentic Mexican food. You don't want to miss it. Also, in Alabama, Mobile, Brunson Air and Heating. All of your heating and air conditioning needs, they'll come out and service, even give you a quote. VFNTV.com today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.